Have you been avoiding your 401k statement lately? Do you refuse to open the envelope because you're scared of what you'll find? Writer Charles Fishman says the unopened 401k statement is a better symbol of bad economic times than the daily headlines of bankrupt companies and disgraced CEOs. In this month's issue of Fast Company, Fishman looks at whether the 401k system is really going to save us when we get to retirement age. He's in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and he joins me from member station WUNC. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
So you actually went to the place where the largest 401k provider, Fidelity, prints its monthly statements. And so what does it look like?
Fidelity has a large outpost of employees in a place called Covington, Kentucky, which is just south of Cincinnati. And they do a lot of things at that set of offices. But one of the things they do is print all of Fidelity's statements, both the 401k statements and the rest of the statements. So this room is a low room, very brightly lit, about the size of a Gap at a shopping mall. And it has 14 machines. They look fairly ordinary, but they are high-speed laser printers. And they print so many statements of all kinds that they run the printers 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
So what does that say to you?
Well, it says a lot of things. One of the things it says is very good. People are saving for retirement. And we're kind of in an unusual era. Retirement is actually a relatively new thing. And so the 401k has, in a very short time, become a kind of institution. And in some ways, it has taught us to think about our retirement and to save for retirement.
But in your article, you also sort of delve beyond the mystique of the 401k plan, because we're all told, well, if you just have this bit of money taken out of your salary every 2 weeks and put away through the miracle of compounding interest and wise stock investments, one day, once we retire, we'll have $1 million. But your article was a little sobering, to say the least, that that may not eventually happen.
Well, right. There's good news and bad news. The good news is actually it's not as hard as it seems to save $1 million. The bad news is that $1 million today doesn't go as far as it used to, and 35 years from now, having $1 million in the bank will feel like having $400,000 in the bank does now. If you have $400,000 to live on for the rest of your life at age 65 with no additional income, that's going to be a lean retirement. The good news is it's an effective way to save. The bad news is most people approach their 401k a little unconsciously. They never take out a pen and do some division and some multiplication and see what's actually going to happen. And I think part of what we were trying to do was say to people, put aside the news of the market and actually look at a slightly longer time horizon and make sure you're saving enough.
Well, isn't it hard to do that when you see every month your statement says you're losing money, losing money, losing money, and you wonder, well, is the stock market ever going to rebound?
I mean, it is hard. I used the example of my own 401k statement from this summer, in which I, between myself and my employer, we deposited $1,100 in the month of July. And in the same month of July, despite adding $1,100, my 401k balance dropped $1,200. So at the end of the month, I had $100 fewer. I really would have been, in some ways, better off just putting the money in a cookie jar, except for one thing. When you put money in a 401k account, you're actually buying something. Even if the values go down, you're buying shares of a mutual fund or a bond fund. So when the stock market comes back, those shares still exist, and the potential exists for their value to go up. And assuming you have a 15, 20, 25-year time horizon, that's plenty of time to ride out the market.
Charles Fishman is the senior editor of Fast Company. His article on the 401k system is in this month's issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.